Blog Talk Radio.
No more cloudy days.
Greetings and God bless to everyone out there. We want to thank you for coming through and joining us on a blessed and wonderful Sunday. God bless you and your family. We want you guys to check out www.MissSusie.com for your spiritual advisor. Also, I want to thank God, too, and give thanks to Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church for, you know, all their wonderful ministries and definitely, you know, giving us the spirit. You know, that's our home church, you know. Definitely we want to tell you guys thank you. And check out www.lustradiogospel.ning.com. If you have any prayer requests, log on to the site and leave them there in the group section of prayer requests. Today's topic and sermon we're going to be talking about, with God, all things are possible. Sometimes we doubt ourselves, sometimes we wonder, and we think that we can't do things in life, and we second guess ourselves, and, you know, we think that we're like swimming in water, and we're definitely just floating and not going anywhere with ourselves. We feel like we're that close to it, and we feel like it's just not possible as much as we try. But remember, all things are possible with God. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 23. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished and say, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." So basically, God is trying to tell us that, you know, sometimes we try to make things possible in our own way, and we realize that it's not working. We try to, you know, come up with our own schemes and stuff to get by in the world and stuff, and it doesn't work out because our mind isn't clear. Our mind isn't righteous in the point where God is playing a hand in it. And sometimes we just have to give things upon God. Some things you think and you question, you say, "I can't do this, man. How am I going to pay this rent? How am I going to do this? I don't know if I can move myself to the next level." Anything is possible if you believe in God. God is a righteous God, a true God, and an honest God. Without him, there is no us. God says, once again, you know, he says, "With men, this is impossible." So basically, when you try to derive or try to, you know, make something or force something to happen by yourself or with the flesh, with mankind, it doesn't come out right. But with God, all things are possible. So if you pray to him, And you talk to him, you know, so earnestly and honest, he would definitely, you know what I'm saying, take you to that place where you need to be. You know, definitely take you to that place where you need to be. And honestly, we have another section in there where, you know, he's talking about Peter. And Peter said, then Peter answered to him, Peter answered to him, "See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say you that in regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, who have followed him will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left the house or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children of land for my name is sake shall receive 100-fold inherit eternal life, but many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. So, for all those that, you know, basically take their time and try to be as righteous as they can and walk with God and put things in God's hands rather than, you know, try to live that fast life and, you know, not stay on the right path, God said they're going to end up being the last one. They're going to be the last one. And the people that are earnestly and taking their time and becoming patient and becoming a student of God, at the end of the day, they'll finish first. Because all that rapid life that you're living, all that running around, at the end of the day, there's a time when it ends. So I ask you, if you want to change your life today and you want to come to God, you want to come to Jesus, I ask you to find a place in your house or anywhere to basically put an altar so you can come to the altar and bring your troubles and your worries to God and ask God, ask for Jesus Christ to come into your life, God to come into your life today so you can be saved. Or you can call into this show right now at 347-826-7722, and we can pray for you right now at this moment. Whatever troubles or whatever worries you are going through right now, there's nothing that God will put on you that you cannot bear. You know, God is a good God. He might not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. Remember that. So God says that basically, when he was telling them, you know what I'm saying, that basically they should leave all of the human beings that basically are wearing him down and take him away from the place of where God is. Have you ever gone through your life and you basically feel like, you know, I'm looking through my cell phone, how many people on my cell phone are honestly contributing to my life? Not even all of them, maybe a couple of them. It's time for you to erase those numbers. How many of people that are in your life are actually tearing away from you and tearing away your soul, slowly but surely? Family, friends, different people that are just pouring and ripping your soul away slowly, but not being, you know, helping you be progressive in your life. And you're always sad, you're always crying, and you're never happy, you're full of depression, because that's that dead weight. Sometimes you have to strip yourself of the dead weight and separate yourself and meditate and become at one with God. With God, everything is possible. And I refer once again to Matthew chapter 19, and that's 23:2-28. And everything is possible because when you strip yourself of that dead weight, it allows you to focus more on godly things, focus more and see your destiny in front of yourself. I don't know how many people out there actually meditate, you know, but if you don't, I ask you to try one day to go and meditate. Sit in a place in your house and make sure that it's very quiet. Strip yourself of everything that has happened in your whole life and in the whole day that has caused you to be in a state of discontent and sit there and breathe in and out very deeply. And focus. Focus on emptying yourself and emptying your mind of everything that is negative. Strip yourself and make yourself feel as light as possible. And focus on a new day. Take yourself to a place where you feel calm and serene and meditate on your life. And you will see the things in your life that do not need to be there. If there's a woman in your life that's causing you pain and anguish, if there's a man in your life that's causing you pain and anguish, if there's friends that are constantly telling you that you can't achieve, or family telling you that you can never make it, or just individuals that just, you know, don't think that you're even worth living. And it has weighed so much bearing on you that you don't even know what who you are, or who, what are you living for? And you question yourself and second-guess yourself. You should always know who you are, and you should always be sure of who and what you're doing. Never second-guess yourself, because you know why? Because when you do that, you allow somebody to second-guess you. You must be confident in who you are. Why? Because God loves you no matter what. No matter what shape or form you are love. God is love, and you are Him. With God, anything is possible. When you question yourself and question, should I dare myself to take this risk or do this in order to, the only person that can hold you back in life is yourself. If God doesn't want the lights to be on, God won't let the lights be on. You can go and pay it and do whatever, but if God does not want the lights to be on, He will not allow the lights to be on. There has been times when the lights, you know, supposed to have been cut off, and, you know, the water's supposed to have been cut off, but you know what? You sat in prayer and you asked God to help you, and God didn't let those lights go off with you and your children. God didn't let the power go off. God didn't let the water get cut off. God said no. God said no, I want my child to be able to have water and light. There's been times when you said, I don't know how I'm going to eat today. I'm starving. But you sat there and you prayed to God, please, God, make there be a miracle. And, you know, you didn't badger God, but you told Him honestly, and you've been living your life righteously, and God said, I want my child to eat, and He made it possible for you to eat. Things are unexplainable, but they are explainable. Why? Because God knows why. Anything is possible with God. When you put all of your relying and all of your trust into a man or a woman, of a human being, do you honestly think that it's going to turn out the right way you want to? If you don't pray upon it before it happens, who knows where it's going to go? Stop putting all your faith in a human being. Put your faith in yourself and put the faith in God to make things happen in your life. Open yourself up. Whatever dark place you've been, God can always bring light into it. God is good all the time. He is a great God. Like I said, God said if you strip yourself of all the dead weight that's around in your life, from friends to family, strip yourself of it. And I swear to you, when you strip yourself of all the nonsense that's in your life, you will feel 10 times lighter. Your mind will be so focused. You will have less stress in your life if you just cut off the dead weight. With all things in life, with God, it is possible. God is a friend when there's no one there. God is a friend and around you every single day. God only wants the best for you. All God asks from you is just to live your life as righteous as possible. God says, helps His children, spread His word, and that's all He asks from you. Whatever your church home, if you haven't found one yet, you know, before you search to get your church home, make sure that you research or at least go there one day. It's always good to visit a church. Even, you know, if you're not ready to commit, it's always good to visit a church. It doesn't make you any, you know, make you wrong if you're Pentecostal or anything. You want to find the right word. You want to find good religion. You want to find that place where you feel comfortable, you feel at home, where you can take your child and you can go in there and they're not worrying about what you have on or what you're driving. You want a church home that loves you and is able to give you good religion. So when you're going in to check out your church home, pray on it. Go there, visit it, see their sermons. You know, check the environment. See if it's good for you. If God said it's good for you, then you'll make it your church home. But I implore you to find a church home. Or even if you don't find a church home, I implore you to find somewhere in your house where you feel like you're comfortable and stay there and pray to God. Find that connection with God that you're missing. Let everything go, the anger, the pain, everything, and put it on the altar and let yourself go and be at one with God. God is your only true, honest friend. When family is in there and they turn their back on you, when that bill collector wants their money, when you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, when you don't know if you're going to turn the lights back on, when you don't know how you're going to eat or how you're going to feed your child, when you don't know if your business is going to bring enough revenue for you to survive, when you don't know where to go and you're lost and you're not found and you want to leave that crack pipe alone, anything is possible with God. God is good. God is the Son. God is the Spirit. God is Jehovah, Jireh. God is our God, a true God, an honest God, one God, a God that is full of love and forgiveness. There might have been things you've done in your past and you feel as if that you can't change, or you feel like I'm embarrassed, or you feel like God is not going to love me enough. God loves us no matter what we look like, no matter what we do. God loves us. God loves us no matter what. God just, all he prays is for us to change and find home again, and home is with God. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish, you're Muslim, it doesn't matter what. All books say the same, there is one God. God loves all our brothers and sisters, no matter what shape, form, or size. We are all beautiful in our own way. And remember, when you think and you doubt yourself, or you doubt what's going to happen tomorrow, put all things in God's hands. Because anything is possible with God. God put food on my table. God woke me up this morning. God made me see a vision of doing shows like this and more shows and seeing my vision of my destiny. God helped me provide for my child. God put a smile on my face. God kept me healthy. Look to your neighbor and say, God is good. Look to your neighbor and say, God is good all the time, because he's good to me and he's good to you. Love him because he loves you. And stay true to yourself. And never, 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 ever, ever, ever allow somebody to kill your spirit or kill your joy or kill your soul. Never. Because God is joy and God is hope. No matter if you're going through a divorce or a separation with a loved one, no matter if your mother's not talking to you or your father's not talking to you, don't allow it to get you down. You pray on it and you pray on them. And God will make it right. Because anything is possible with God. God is good all the time. I love you. And if you want to come to God today, or you want me to pray for you, call in at 347-826-7722. Come to God today if you want to. You want to strip yourself of all the pain and everything that is going on in your life, come to God today. Allow him to come into your life. We bow our heads. We want to pray for all of our listeners, and we want to pray for all our friends and family, and to all those that are suffering right now in this moment in time, for all those who are going through trials and tribulations, for those who family members are struggling right now, for if you're the one struggling right now, or whatever pain, or if you're going hungry right now, whatever situation you're going through, remember, God is an awesome God, and if you put all things in God, anything can happen. I want to pray for those going through cancer to get through it, and I want to pray for those that are going through family situations, whatever shape or form it is, God, to make it better. God, you're an awesome God, and I pray for my street queens. I pray for my family and myself and my daughter. Watch over all of our listeners and all of our callers and everybody that supports the movement. Let them be blessed. Let them be plentiful with all that they need in their life, God. Let them find a true home in God. God, we love you, and we ask you for your blessings and your holy power to be upon us and bestow your faith on us, God. You are a wonderful, wonderful God, and we thank you for every breath we breathe. We thank you for the food that you provide for us and waking us up every single day, God. Without you, there is no us, God. I pray to you, God, to keep us enlightened and to keep us with your message, God, and keep us focused. Don't let any weapon, shape, or form prosper against us, God. You are a good God, an honest God. And God, in your name we pray, amen. God is good all the time, and I love you guys. Make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. Check out Lush Radio Gospel at www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. We love you. Peace and blessings. You know, and I got this one song, you know, to sing to y'all real quick. You know, to let you guys know that, you know, God is good. I mean, even though we might not go his way, he still loves us. You know, and every time I sing the song, it kind of makes me cry a little bit. But, you know, I'm going to try to hold back the tears today. It's called You're Calling My Name. How many times do I go against your will? Then you forgive me, yet I still turn around and do the things I shouldn't do, 'cause I belong to you, and I know you will come through. Lord, I know I take advantage of your grace, hearing his praise, but yet I still hear you calling my name. How many times do I go against your will? Then you forgive me, but yet I still turn around and do the things I shouldn't do, 'cause I belong to you, and I know you will come through. Lord, I know your grace, hearing his Christian race, but yet I still hear you calling my name. You're calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm, knowing this, but I still choose to go my way, and you still say that I am he who supplies your every need. Oh Lord, I sin with
just a calling my name. Jehovah Jireh, I know I do both, but you call me, yeah. Oh, Lord, I sin, but you're still calling my name.
Go with God. God is good all the time, and you know that, you know, no matter what, keep shining, keep smiling, and love God. And even though we do wrong, repent your sins, God always loves you. And God bless. See you again next Sunday. Bye.